Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, the Houston Astros are hitting up a lot, or getting a lot of flack. They're getting a lot of heat right now with the fans and the media, etc. When will this end? Will it end this season? That's what we're kind of prying at today. Joining us here on the show is a 15-year veteran in Major League Baseball, played for a number of teams, also is an analyst for MLB and SNY as well. Joining us here is Todd Zeal. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We've already heard boos. We've seen signs have to be confiscated at spring training. What do you think? Is this just a raw spot right now for fans, or do you expect this to continue all season with the Astros?
I think it's a raw spot right now, but I do think it's not going to just go away. I mean, the only thing I can really compare this to in my lifetime as a player and a guy that's a fan of baseball is after the 94 season when there was a work stoppage, when we went back, to work, so it were, fans, showed their displeasure with seeing the game stop by either not showing up at all or showing up and being very vocal for a while. As baseball went on and as we kind of fell back into the rhythm of day-to-day baseball and you saw a good product on the field, people, began kind of doing their thing that they usually do, and that is cheering for the team that they love. I think this one is going to be like that, but I think that raw spot may stay a little longer, especially as Houston makes their way around the league and get into ballparks that they haven't been at yet.
As a guy that played in the 90s and the 2000s, alongside guys like Pedro Martinez and David Ortiz, those two guys called out Mike Fiers for being a snitch, for being a rat. Do you feel the same way as those guys do?
No, I don't. I think that they may have a vested interest because they're in Boston. They're still sort of Boston employees, if you will, and Boston right now is still in the eye of the storm. So, I don't. I think Fiers went to a new organization. I think he had knowledge of the Astros. They were in the same division. They were going to play those guys a number of times. And I think just as anybody else in baseball would have done, when you know something about the club that you faced before, you discuss it with your teammates. You discuss it with your coaching staff. And my guess is that's how that evolved. And then when he became the source of the knowledge, when he was asked about it in a public forum, in an interview forum, he told the truth. Why should that be condemned? Because he didn't go out trying to make, this happen in baseball. What he did is tell the truth about something that he had firsthand knowledge of.
Todd Zeal played 16 years in Major League Baseball. He joins us this morning here on the show. There have been some that have said, hey, you know what? This is a bigger advantage than PEDs. You played during the height of the PED steroid era. Do you think that sign stealing for the Astros was a bigger advantage than steroids?
That's a great question. I don't know that it's a bigger advantage, but if it's one-sided, if it literally is the Astros were doing it and nobody else was, then it's like having all the steroid players on one team. So I guess in that sense, it creates a greater advantage. I get it. You still have to hit the baseball, but there's a huge, huge advantage in knowing what's coming from the opposition. And I think, some teams recognize that they seem to be on their pitches and they tried to switch up signs and do things to combat it. That may be the little bit of a nuanced difference between this and PEDs is you can keep switching signs. It causes delays. You cause more meetings at the mound. But it is something that I think is just so uncharacteristic of the integrity of the game that it is, I think a real black eye for the sport right now and certainly for Houston.
Here's the one confusing thing for me. There's been kind of this narrative that a lot of teams were trying to use technology to sign steal and that this was prevalent around baseball. And yet all I've heard from guys in the league, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Bellinger, go down the list, Chris Bryant, is real anger about what the Astros did. And to me, I'm like, well, if these guys are so angry, that kind of suggests that not everybody was doing it or there'd be some more, I don't know, acceptance of it. What does it tell you that so many guys in the league are so angry about it?
I'm kind of noticing the same trend. I think this is the one thing that I've ever seen in my experience that has guys really being vocal about their disgust for the actions of other players. It's very rare that you see players going after players in a public setting like this and showing that kind of anger. And I, like you, had heard a lot of rumblings that this was maybe not at the same extreme, but there was a level of this that was permeating throughout the game. I just think that it wasn't done as successfully. I think it certainly wasn't done as blatantly. And you have the added factor that the Astros have been winning and in winning in very, sort of demonstrative fashion. So I think that adds to the anger. And I think you're also seeing guys that are guys that were knocked off by the Astros and feel slighted more than they just do feel disgusted about the process.
Longtime MLB veteran Todd Zeal, our guest this morning on the show. On the field question, how much does Mookie Betts help an already really good Dodgers team?
I think Mookie Betts helps any team that he goes out and puts a uniform on for. So that Dodger team was strong. That lineup was as good as any in baseball last year. I got to see them up close and personal when I was filling in for Ron Darling in the booth last year, and they were impressive up and down the lineup, but anytime you can put a guy like that, he's just such a clutch hitter, comes up in big moments. And don't forget how good he is defensively as well. He's a plus-plus for anybody that that gets him in their uniform.
In terms of the American League, if you said advantage Yankees, advantage Astros, those two seem to be the titans of the American League. Where would you tip the scales?
Wow. I think, it comes down to playoff baseball a lot of times with teams like that, and I think the Yankees are poised this season to really do something special. I think they've been kind of hovering around it the last few years. Obviously, a lot can happen, and injuries are going to play a part. You've already seen some of that even early in spring. They really would like to have Severino on the mound every 5 days, but their lineup is strong. Their pitching staff is strong and only made better with Gerrit Cole at the top of that rotation. So I think the Yankees, I think it would be a disappointment to the Yankees and the Yankees fans for them not to take it all the way this year.
So you're working alongside Ultimate Rivals, which I've seen some promotion, seen some commercials, some pre-roll for this video game, and it's really cool that the cartoons and the art of it is really wild. It's all these great athletes from all different sports, including LeBron and Mike Trout, Megan Rapinoe, Wayne Gretzky, Ovechkin, etc. And it launches today on Apple Arcade. That's Ultimate Rivals, The Rink. So how does this video game differ from the other sports video games out there?
Well, first of all, I got involved in this in a really fortuitous way. The founder, Ben Friedland, contacted me for, looking for some voiceover on early iteration. And I loved the concept. It involved utilizing all athletes from all the different sports licensors and being able to pit them together. So it's over-the-top action, arcade type of action. These guys come in like superheroes. You can face LeBron against Wayne Gretzky and Ovechkin with Alex Morgan. And it's just really fast-paced play. The way it differs from what's out there in the market now is what's out in the market now is simulation games that are, you know, closely mirroring the real action. This is over-the-top, great power moves. And you can create your ultimate team of athletes and pit them against each other. And it's Ultimate Rivals the Rink, I think, is what you're referring to. And ultimaterivals.com. Give you some more information, but as you said, it's out now on Apple Arcade. It's been had great reception on Apple Arcade, and you know, we'll be out there now and looking to come to console here in the not so distant future.
Yeah, there's a little NBA Jam, a little NFL Blitz in this kind of stylized, cartoonish, big time action, which is what I love. Those are the sports games that I loved growing up.
Well, those are the sports games that the founder Ben Friedland loved as well, and that is part of the DNA of this game. And the production crew and the designers and artwork on this has made it unique. There's nothing like it in the marketplace right now, and I think there was a big hole in the marketplace for people like you that missed those games, those arcade action games of the 90s, and want to have something that they can just jump in, pick up and play. And, you know, for me personally, bringing it to me personally, I couldn't really get into playing the simulated games because they're brilliant games, but they're so hard and, you know, complex on the controls. This I can pick up and play. I can play with my kids, and it kind of reintroduced me to sports video games.
Yep, I agree with you. Todd Zeal joining us this morning here on the show. The website Ultimate Rivals. Check it out, because Ultimate Rivals, the rink, is what we were talking about here. Check it out, ultimaterivals.com. Todd, good to talk to you, man. Hopefully we can do this again during the season.
Always a pleasure. Look forward to it.
Okay, buddy. Todd Zeal joining us this morning here on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.